Welcome to Buffalo. Baggage claim.
The first arrival by a Frontier Airlines jet came shortly before 2 p.m. Wednesday. The first departure, a flight to Tampa, would come about an hour later. Kimberly Minkle, executive director of the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, pointed to the snow outside and the timing of Frontier's Buffalo debut.
And we're all very envious, right, that this would be taking place on this cold, snowy afternoon. And this is really the ideal time for people flying down to Tampa.
Bob Westgate, Frontier's senior director of schedules, explained the fee system they use, which allows passengers to customize their plans beyond the basic fee.
So, for example, if you'd like to select a seat in advance, then you can certainly do so for a modest fee. If you'd like to check a bag, you can certainly do that in advance. It's cheaper to do that online on the web than here at the airport. Of course, many people don't really want to have a seat necessarily for a relatively short flight. Many people also don't check a lot of bags when they're flying to Florida. So we also have some products called The Works, where you can bundle all these into one, you know, fairly low price.
Frontier will provide flights from Buffalo to Tampa, Orlando, Miami, and Fort Myers, and in April plans to offer service to Denver. Frontier will evaluate further expansion based on the success of these destinations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.